Here's Andy Bertram with This Week in Auburn Soccer.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Soccer. It's our first edition of the season. The Tigers have already begun their season. Auburn, of course, with a win last week against Clemson 4-0 to open the season. A pair of matches this week as the Tigers host Southern Miss on Thursday and Coastal Carolina on Sunday. Joined now by Tigers head coach Karen Hoppe. Already into year number 26, and you started off with a bang. Congratulations on that 4-0 win against the number 5 team in the country, coach.
Oh, holy cow, Andy. First of all, it's great to be back. And second of all, to get a victory like that on opening night, you couldn't start the season any better.
What was the difference? Because you did not score in either of the exhibition matches, and then to come out against a team that was in the College Cup a year ago in the national semifinals, and not only to win, but win convincingly, coach.
Yeah, you know, I wish I had the exact magic formula of what the difference was. You know, we tweaked a few things between exhibition, and that's why you have those exhibition games. I didn't think we were great in either game, but it allowed us to fix some things and get some maybe sub-rotations down. And, boy, they came out against Clemson and really fired on all cylinders. I thought it really started with our defense. That was what made that game for us, and we were able to score off our defense and score a couple different ways. So it really made a huge difference for us, I thought, from exhibition to the real first game.
You mentioned prior to the season that your concern for this squad was defense. So what went well other than another shutout for Prochazka, named the SEC Defensive Player of the Week?
Yeah, so first and foremost, Prochazka was great. When it was still 1-0, even before we scored the first goal, she had a great play on a cross where Clemson had two players wide open on the back post. And that was, you know, first minute of the game, could have changed the whole game. And then when it was still 1-0, she had another great full stretch diving save to her right. She really made some huge plays that obviously was a big part of the difference. And I think the other big difference was, you know, our midfield and forward defending. Our midfield and forward defending, I can't say enough good things about it. They really did a great job. We were outnumbered in the midfield. We had four midfielders and Clemson had five. So they did a great job with that numbers down defending. And then our forward defending was great as well. Obviously, we got the third goal off Olivia Woodson's interception and then going almost 70 yards to get the goal.
What do you work on the most as you get ready for these pair of matches? As you mentioned, when you met with the media last Friday, very little time to enjoy the Clemson match with a pair of home matches this week.
Yeah, so good thing is more time than normal because we did not play on Sunday. The NCAA gave us a waiver whereby we extended our season for 1 week, which allowed an extra single game weekend, and we chose to do it opening weekend, which consequently worked out really well after a victory. But we've got a lot to learn. We've got to get better. I thought our back four shape is still not sharp enough. We gave up too many chances. As I mentioned, Prochazka, great that we have her there to handle what was given to her, but we've got to do a better job of limiting those opportunities. So our back four shape, organization's got to be better. And then I think we can still make some better decisions in our ability to possess versus attack. And the tempo of making those decisions, I think, can still be better.
All right. A pair of matches for the Tigers this week at the Auburn Soccer Complex. Auburn will host Southern Miss Thursday at 6:30, then Coastal Carolina Sunday afternoon at 2. If you would, give us a scouting report on your pair of opponents this week, coach.
Well, first, it is senior weekend for us. We have an unusual year with 13 seniors, so we decided to do it on a weekend whereby we can really honor everybody. So half we will recognize on Thursday and half on Sunday. So that right there is hopefully going to be a big motivator for the team. But these are two very good teams. Southern Miss, we know pretty well, and they have a great coach, and they'll be really organized. Their center forward and their attacking mid are super dangerous, so I think they'll be a handful for our defense to handle. And then, as I mentioned, our offense needs to be sharper. Our ability to combine with each other and create chances by playing through each other, I think, is going to be a real key in the Southern Miss game. And then Coastal Carolina is a really unknown opponent. We don't know a lot about them. I think they will be a tough mid-major. They've done a good job in recent years, and that's going to be a game we're going to have to learn as we kick off and learn about them as we go through that game.
You can watch both matches on SEC Network Plus. You can also listen locally in the Auburn area on WEGL and the Auburn Tigers app as well. Coach, wish all the best this week. Thanks for the visit. War Eagle.
All right. Thanks, Andy. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Karen Hoppe on This Week in Auburn Soccer.